they otherwise have paid leave coming, they may take that as part of that period. I urge a no vote on this amendment.
Any further debate? Representative Hanley?
As far as maybe the sponsor of the bill could answer this for me, it goes to the question of sick leave. Are there circumstances now where in a municipality, sick leave or a school district, sick leave can be accrued but could not be used currently either for taking care of somebody's parents other than themselves? Are there situations where we're expanding the current use of sick leave in municipalities and school districts?
Representative Brown?
I'm not familiar with all the municipal contracts. I'm sure there are many, and that could be the case. The legislation provides that if there's a contract in place, it remains until it expires, and then future contracts would have to be at least as beneficial as the provisions here.
Are you ready for the question? Representative Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In my mind, the main question is, does this bill expand, without going through the process of collective bargaining, the amount of paid leave time that's going to have to be made available to employees? I think it does. I think there's a lot of school districts out there that do not allow sick leave except for the employee being sick. It does not expand to be allowed to take care of other members of the family as far as parents or that type of thing. It's very specific on how you can use sick leave. There's no cash value to sick leave until, in a lot of these entities, unless you are personally sick and are unable to come back to work. I guess that is the question, whether you believe sick leave is an automatic vacation or a cash item that can be used for the expanded needs here for not only childbirth, but caring for other people within the family for up to 18 weeks, which is a considerable expansion and dictated to these local municipalities and entities. So that's about all I can say, huh?
Are you ready for the question, Representative? The question is, shall Amendment Number 6 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
18 yeas, 21 nays.
Amendment Number 6 has failed adoption. The bill moves back before us in third reading and under debate. Are you ready for the question? Representative Hanley.
Thank you. Just briefly, Mr. Speaker, I just wanted to point out a couple things. I think there is a cost to this, and it may be a legitimate cost and a reasonable cost that, for the benefits that may be perceived. But for those people that are, I find it hard to differentiate between the private sector and the state sector. If people feel it's a bad idea for the private sector, there must be a reason. And I don't think there's any difference between that and the state. The state, if it's going to cost the state money, it's going to cost the state its public money. And so if people are happy because the private sector was taken out and feel it should only apply to the public sector, I'm not sure why. And I, for that reason, I'm going to oppose it because I think it's bad for both.
Representative Taylor?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have often heard, especially this year, comments by members of this body given not only here on this floor, but also to constituents, that they would vote against any additional mandated programs coming down from the state, in particular to school districts, but also to municipalities. I know the community of Anchorage has made that almost the number one priority, that please do not send home any more mandated programs. Well, if anybody thinks this is not a mandated program, maybe they should explain that to us. And if somehow I have mischaracterized in my comments this legislation as having to do with with women and pregnancies. Please forgive me, I did not intend to simplify it in that fashion. Of course, it involves all employees. It is gender neutral, but I just kept running into the word pregnant employee in this thing and felt that that was probably a simpler way to draw the analogy than go into a detailed debate about how it might apply to all other members of society. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would ask my colleagues to please focus on who is the true beneficiary in the bill before us. We've talked about government, we've talked about employers, we've talked about employees, we've talked about Lord knows what, but who is the true beneficiary of this kind of legislation? It's the small child, it's the sick parent, it's the adopted child. This bill helps people in a way that helps our society, and I would urge support for this bill. Thank you.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 78, Finance Amended, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
26 yeas, 13 nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill 78, Finance Amended, has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader, Representative Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Could I ask the indulgence of the body to please return up to the introduction of guests?
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have today also with us from Kodiak Island, two other borough assembly members, Mary Monroe, an assembly member, and chairman of the assembly, Jack McFarland. Please help me welcome them.
Mr. Majority Leader, we have some citations.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have one citation on the calendar today, honoring Kenai Central High School Choir. I ask unanimous consent to be adopted.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the citation has been adopted. Representative Taylor?
Just notice of reconsideration on 78.
Notice of reconsideration on 78. This brings us down to unfinished business. Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Two items. First, I'd ask unanimous consent that reconsideration on House Joint Resolution 45, that the reapportionment resolution constitutional amendment be held over until tomorrow.
Hearing objection?
Question.
I'm ready for the question. Are you going to maintain the objections, Representative?
No, I withdraw the objection.
Okay.
Why?
Representative Hanley? Okay. Okay, we'll, hearing no objections, the resolution 45 will be held over for consideration on the next legislative day. Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that we go into the limbo file for one specific bill, considering the Senate amendment to a House Joint Resolution 41.
Are there any objections into going into the limbo file? Hearing none, proceed, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The motion is to concur in the Senate amendments to a House Joint Resolution 41, thereby adopting the Senate, the second State Affairs Senate concurrent, I'm sorry, thereby adopting the second State Affairs Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 41. Members have both versions. The recommendation is to vote yes and concur, and the Chair of Military and Veterans Affairs will describe the difference.
Representative Ivan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This resolution was introduced by the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs to recognize that POW/MIAs probably still exist in Southeast Asia as well as Korea and possibly from World War II. And this resolution requests that Congress increase the federal government's involvement in locating these missing people from the Vietnam, Laos, Korea, and Second World Wars. And other states have passed or passing similar resolutions, and changes adopted in the Senate version of this resolution, there were some questions about sponsorship of an interim report referencing the original resolution. The original version of the resolution passed by this House stated that the Senate Foreign Relations Committee issued an interim report on the POW-MIA controversy. However, after researching the issue further, it was found that the report was not issued by the committee itself, but was a report from the office of Senator Jesse Helms. Referencing the report is not central to the resolution was omitted from the other body's version of this resolution, and the main thrust of the resolution is still urging Congress to support H.R. 1147, the POW-MIA Truth Bill, opposing normalization of relations with Vietnam and Laos to include not lifting trade embargoes and economic sanctions until the POW-MIA controversy is resolved, and requesting Congress to continue funding its investigation into the status of missing Americans. Another change made in the resolution is the request of Congress to oppose the lifting of trade embargoes and economic sanctions with Vietnam or Laos. I support the changes made in the resolution and urge this body to support the resolution. Thank you.
Any further debate? Ready for the question? The question is, shall the House concur in the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 41? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
39 yeas, 0 nays.
The House concurs, thus adopting the second Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 41, State Affairs. Any further unfinished business? That reminds me that some of the members of the standing committees may have some appointments of either boards or commissions or something of that nature in their committees. Please try to move them and get them to the clerk here and read them across so we can have a joint session soon on it. Any further unfinished business? Announcements of standing committees or special committees? Representative Davidson?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just like to remind members of the Resources Committee, we will meet today at 3 p.m. and have a full agenda again. Thank you.
Representative Navarre? Okay. Any further? Representative Ulmer?
Thank you. I just wanted to remind members there will be a majority caucus immediately upon adjournment, and please go directly in. Thank you.
Immediately after adjournment, please be there prompt so it will take no longer than 10, 15 minutes. Hopefully, if we're all there. Any further announcements? Special orders? Mr. Majority Leader?
We stand adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Adjourned to 10 a.m. tomorrow.